My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
I am not suggesting that people should not be excited. It is going to be fascinating. Of that, there is no doubt. I can't wait. If you don't get jacked up for Steelers season and you live here, something's wrong with you. It's cultural. It's in our blood. It's what we do. However, where does this season lead us? It's possible, I guess, Justin Fields comes in at some point and has to play, plays well, and you go, man, there you go. There's your quarterback of the future. But I put that percentage very low. It's possible that Russell Wilson plays really well, and you go, okay, you sign him to a 3-year deal, and he's your guy, and maybe he can take you to the promised land if you continue to build around him. But I put that percentage pretty low. And so I guess the question is, can you break that drought? Can you win a playoff game? And I think the percentages of that are very low as well. But when I talk about the quarterback situation, I look around the NFL and I wonder, okay, who's got it worse? And I don't mean for this year. I do think Russ gives you a chance to win football games. I think he had a pretty decent season last year. I know Justin Fields is exciting and he's mobile and he's as talented as just about anybody. I'm not talking about for now. Who's got it worse than the Steelers when you're projecting out who's going to be your starting quarterback? Who's going to be your franchise guy? The reason I think about this is because I think Atlanta's got a really good one. I think Atlanta's in a great spot. They go out, they pay Kirk Cousins, who last season before he got hurt, played 8 games, led the league in passing touchdowns, led the league in touchdown passes of 50 or more yards, led the league in 300-yard passing games, and he was second in that span with 2,231 yards. So, presuming health, they've got a good quarterback in Kirk Cousins. They also drafted Michael Penix Jr., 8th overall, which had people's heads spinning around like they were possessed, but I thought that was a hell of a move. And so you might have your quarterback of the future, and you've also got a quarterback that has shown that he can put up statistics and win some football games in the league. So I like their quarterback situation. And I think because of the unknown of Michael Penix Jr., you could make an argument that you would rather have him than Justin Fields. I'd entertain the other argument, the opposite of that, but you can make that argument. Cleveland's not better. They know who their guy is, but Deshaun Watson is going to have a $72 million cap hit in each of the next 2 seasons after this year. I think it was Alan Saunders of Pittsburgh Sports Now who tweeted that at some point in these next few years, the Browns are just going to have to punt on a season because you can't build a roster around that. And I totally agree. The cap is made up until it's not. Like, you can manipulate that thing, you can manipulate that thing, you can manipulate that thing, but eventually that bill is going to be due. So I don't think you can look at Cleveland's quarterback roster and situation and say that it's better than the Steelers. I don't think that it is, because the Steelers can at least cut bait with these 2 guys after this year. If it doesn't work out for either one of them, you start fresh next year. Not ideal, but better than Cleveland's situation. You can't cut Deshaun Watson, or else, again, you're punting on some seasons. The Raiders quarterback deal is brutal. Aiden O'Connell loses the starting job to Gardner Minshew. If you were to tell me that Gardner Minshew lost the starting job to Aiden O'Connell again at some point this year, I would also not be surprised. But how do you wake up as a Las Vegas Raiders fan and have any level of excitement going into this year? You don't even have a chance. And neither of those guys are your quarterback of the future. If you're the Steelers, you can squint and you can say maybe it's Justin Fields. I don't think the Vikings situation's all that good, but that's mostly injury related. J.J. McCarthy and Sam Darnold. McCarthy's going to miss this season. Sam Darnold, I kind of put in the same boat as Justin Fields. I'm not a big J.J. McCarthy believer anyhow. Saints have Derek Carr and Spencer Rattler. I think Derek Carr is probably washed and Spencer Rattler is, well, he got drafted where he got drafted for a reason. And then the Titans, they got Will Levis and Mason Rudolph. Now, I love Mason. If you're a Steelers fan, I think you got to respect Mason Rudolph for what he did last year and really what he did his entire career. That guy persevered. That guy really got dragged by a lot in the media, myself doing the dragging. He stinks. What a wasted draft pick. And he hangs around and hangs around and hangs around. And he had a quarterback rating of 117 last year in three games and helped the Steelers get to the playoffs. You could do worse than Mason Rudolph as a backup quarterback, but he is not the future of that organization. And while I think you can squint and see that Will Levis might be for the Titans, I think you got to squint real hard. But those are the only teams that I think clearly have a worse quarterback situation than the Steelers. Oh, I forgot one, and this might actually be the worst in the league. The Giants. Daniel Jones stinks, and they've paid him. That's the worst-case scenario. You get locked in on a guy who sucks, and you pay him, and you can't get out of it. He got a cap hit of $50 million this year. $22 million in dead money if and when they cut him next year. That, to me, is by far the worst in the league. That is a horrendous situation. And he had a nice year when Brian Daboll came in as the head coach. And you could look at him as a poor man's Josh Allen. But we saw what happened last season. He stinks, and they're trapped with him. But that's where we are. Most of the teams in the NFL, they think they might have their franchise quarterback on the roster or a situation where they can win and maybe they've got that guy. The Steelers, again, you can think maybe Justin Fields is the guy, but nobody can say it with any level of certainty. And Russell Wilson, you hope to get a good year out of him this year, and then you figure it out after that. You reevaluate. 412-928-9370. Someone texts in, jacked up, but it's going to be the biggest soap opera on TV this year. Dak is quarterback next year. Let me tell you, folks, buckle up and listen to 93.7 The Fan all Steelers season, because we're going to have the pulse of the quarterback thing. Nationally, it's going to be a disaster. I'm just telling you right now, it's going to be a mess. After every single game, the national conversation's going to be, when are we going to see Justin Fields? The Steelers can win and it not look pretty, and that's how they're going to win this year. And the conversation's going to be, get Justin Fields in there. I'm just telling you, even if they win. So buckle up and get ready for that. Because what did we hear all training camp? Who's it going to be? Big quarterback battle. Whoa, why didn't Tomlin name a starter until late in the process? Obviously a real battle going on there. There was never a battle. And yet all we heard from those talking heads nationally was, yep, could be Justin Fields. Now, Albert Breer came out with a report over the weekend saying that there were some inside the organization that were pushing internally to make Justin Fields the starter. Okay, yeah. There's going to be varying opinions in any workplace. What makes good radio? Not everyone views that the same way. There are people that choose to listen to Stephen A. Smith. A lot of them. Millions of people. He does radio different than I want to do radio. There are a lot of people that like this show, just as an example. So, yeah, there are people within the Steelers organization, I'm sure, that said, we should go with Justin Fields. You know who I don't think thought that? His teammates. He was just voted a team captain. Again, his teammates voted him a captain because they believe in Russell Wilson. TJ Watt, Cam Hayward wanted Russell Wilson to be the starter. They wanted a veteran quarterback. So the teammates didn't want Justin Fields. Mike Tomlin, though impressed by Fields, never wanted him to be the starter. And I think that Art Rooney II, Omar Khan, Andy Weidel all viewed it the same way. So if all the important people, most important people say it's not a battle, it's not a competition, it was never a competition, no matter how many internal candidates said, yeah, we could go with Fields. Internal people, not candidates. Good English by me. Four-day weekend in Morgantown, having a tough time.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.